Nolte, starlet Lily Reinhart recounts horror of director telling her "suck in your stomach." By John Nolte on April 2, 2026. Spoiled starlets cosplaying as oppressed victims of the patriarchy are all the rage these days. Today's episode features someone named Lily Reinhart, who is only 29 years old and has already appeared in a dozen or so movies, one long-running TV series, and has enjoyed steady work in the entertainment industry going back 15 years to when she was a mere 14 years old. Here is a young, healthy, and beautiful woman who has enjoyed a ridiculous amount of privilege for half of her life, so much so that she's obviously lost all perspective with reality. Granted, that's not entirely her fault. This appalling behavior is enabled by the entertainment industry and its useless media. Honestly, after she revealed the traumatic director's note, her colleagues and the entertainment media all behaved as though she had barely survived Auschwitz. During the interview, Reinhart was asked to reveal the acting note that she took personally. Her answer was immediate: "When I had a male director come up to me and silently lean over and go, 'Just suck in your stomach a little bit.'" Here's how the sycophants at the far-left Variety described what happened next. The revelation prompted gasps from the Forbidden Fruit casts, with Pedretti saying, "Oh my God. What is his name? And what is his address?" Tone shouted, "Time for a hex. Time for hex." When Reinhart said she would tell her castmates the director's name later in private, Ship urged, "Say his name. Do you see what's going on here? These witches want this poor guy witch hunted for what? Well, if you ask me, all he was doing was looking out for his actress. Movies and TV are forever. What's caught on film stays on film forever. So this director had a choice. He could either give an actress a note to ensure she looked good forever, or he could let her little paunch go, which might haunt her forever. The director didn't yell, "Suck in your gut, cow," from behind the camera. Instead, he was discreet. Instead, he kept the note between the two of them. If a woman director had done this, Hollywood would probably interpret it as the sisters looking out for one another. But because he's a guy, these despicable bullies want to destroy his career. Who's the real winner here? Artificial intelligence, that's who. Why would any sane man want to work with people like this? These horrible women willing to destroy a career and reputation just to self-aggrandize themselves into victims at the expense of a man who did nothing wrong. All this guy is guilty of is doing his job and looking out for his actors by ensuring they look their best. Yes, I'm sure the moment was embarrassing for both parties involved. But a decent person, as opposed to a spoiled, entitled, terminally self-involved bully, would be grateful to that director. Another issue here is how actresses pretend they are the only species on the planet that deal with their looks. What a load of bunk. Men are required to remain fit, and when it comes to the last 15 years of the superhero genre, the extremes, as far as looking good, demanded of male actors go well beyond anything ever expected of women. Imagine being so spoiled and coddled that you can't get over the trauma of such things. If women keep this up, they are going to find themselves wallflowers to AI and sex dolls.